the Space Shuttle Discovery may have its mission extended by one day. After sizable chunks of foam fell from Discovery's external fuel tank at liftoff, future shuttle flights were grounded. NASA officials said stretching the current mission to 13 days would give the crew more time to work on the International Space Station. It may be many months before the next shuttle mission. Today, the Discovery crew spent hours examining the shuttle exterior to make sure the falling foam did not cause serious damage. A similar mishap caused the Columbia disaster 2.5 years ago. Earlier, I spoke with Commander Eileen Collins and Mission Specialist Andy Thomas. It was part of their first set of interviews from the shuttle Discovery 232 miles above the Earth.
Hello, National Public Radio. This is Discovery. We're happy to talk to you.
Commander Collins, what was your reaction when you learned that a sizable chunk of foam had come off the external fuel tank upon liftoff? When did you find out about that, and what was your reaction?
I'm trying to remember when we found out. It was early. It was, I believe, sometime during the early part of Flight Day 2. I don't remember exactly, but we did find out as soon as they could get the... We got a little bit of information at a time.
And your reaction?
Well, our reaction, we were very surprised to hear that a large piece of foam had fallen off, especially in an area called the PAL ramp, which is on the right side of the external tank. And frankly, we were disappointed to hear that had happened, but we do know that that's one area of the external tank that there was not a lot of engineering rework that was done. There was some non-destructive evaluation-type inspections that took place on that area, and it was a very limited amount that we could see in those inspections. And not all of the PAL ramp was replaced, but maybe that's something that we can do in the future to help prevent this from happening again. We just didn't think that we'd be losing foam from that area.
Dr. Thomas, this is so eerily reminiscent of the problems that caused the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. What's the emotional impact of this discovery?
There is an emotional impact, and it lies in the fact that we know a lot of very fine people worked very hard on the whole question of liberation of foam and debris from the tank, and a lot of very good engineering was done. And so you can imagine there's a sense of disappointment, I think, in all circles that this event happened during this mission. And the disappointing part, of course, is now that we need to go back and revisit the whole question, and that's going to take time, and a lot of new engineering will need to be done before we fly another mission, and that's going to slow down the flight program, and that's unfortunate.
Commander Collins, NASA project managers say they know of no damage to Discovery at this point, but careful examination of the shuttle continues. What are you most worried, most concerned about right now?
So I would say there's no significant damage to the shuttle. Every shuttle flight has a little bit of damage. It's just something that happens, and most of that is certainly safe to come home on. We know we do have some small damage, but we don't know exactly, you know, we haven't measured it yet. So this afternoon we're going to go in with our cameras and our lasers at certain areas that were seen during the rendezvous pitch-around maneuver and do a focused inspection, which can give us better resolution and better depth. Now, what am I concerned about most? Right now I'm focused on the mission. This afternoon we're going to be opening the logistics module, and we're going to start transfer. It's a high-priority part of our mission to get the space station resupplied and bring back the things they don't need anymore. Tomorrow we have our very first spacewalk. Suichi Noguchi, Steve Robinson are going out. It'll be the first spacewalk for both of them. We have some very important tasks to get the station back up to speed. So that's where I'm focused right now, and those are my concerns. And I think as far as the orbiter systems go and the ground is keeping a very, very close eye on us. It's almost unprecedented.
Commander Collins, you noted that the investigation continues. In the event that damage is found, what are the options for getting you back to Earth now that the rest of the shuttle fleet is grounded?
We don't think there is any significant damage. We do have some limited repair capability on board for tile or RCC. That would only be for a smaller type of damage. As you know, we've always had the option of staying on the space station if we knew that we could not come home. I don't think that's going to be the case for us today. So I actually, for this mission, feel pretty confident about that, that of all the effort video of the rendezvous pitch-around maneuver and the external tank videos, pictures that we've taken, so far show that the orbiter itself has no significant damage. So I'm not really concerned about that right now. But we'll know for sure by the end of today or by tomorrow.
Dr. Thomas, I understand that you have some mementos on board from the Columbia astronauts. What are you carrying with you, and how much is that crew on your mind now as you carry out this mission?
Yes, some of the family members did donate some personal items, items of jewelry and the like, which are flown on board. It is hard, of course, not to fly a mission like this and remember the previous mission and how it came to an end. And the responsibility, of course, that we have is to continue the legacy that the Columbia astronauts carried and make sure that this mission and succeeding missions are successful.
Colonel Collins, aside from the foam problems, have there been any other surprises?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. This is my fourth flight, and actually my last flight was 6 years ago, so you know, I've been waiting a very long time. I love being in space. I think this is just it's magical up here. I love looking back at the Earth. I love floating in zero gravity, and I really love doing the mission. It gives us a great sense of accomplishment to do that, and so I would say, I guess I really don't have any major surprises. I'm just happy to be back here and happy to be part of the team.
Shuttle Commander Eileen Collins and Mission Specialist Andy Thomas, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can watch a video of my interview with the shuttle astronauts and read about what's next for the shuttle program at our website, npr.org.